My dear friends in Christ, have you ever had a moment where you were able to take a step back and try to see the whole big picture? And I don't mean just even our circumstances or our own life, but everything. Creation. The incarnation. The redemption. The mystery of free will. So many beautiful things in the world over so many years. Also, so many evil things. And what does it all mean? Can we try to see this from God's perspective? When all is said and done, when Christ comes a second time and all is accomplished, we will be able to see the big picture, what it all meant. We will be able, in a word, to see from God's perspective. And if we were to try to sum everything up as briefly as possible, there is one word that would have to describe everything, because it describes Almighty God, and that is love. Charity, as St. Paul puts it in the epistle this morning. This is the greatest of all Christian virtues because it's more succinctly than anything else describes the essence of Almighty God. And there is no mistake. The church puts this epistle on charity immediately before the holy season of Lent, to explain a very sublime truth, that charity, which is the love of Almighty God above all things, that charity and suffering go hand in hand. They cannot be separated. This gives us the reason, in a more specific way, the reason why we must suffer this coming Lent, why we suffer. We have only to look at a crucifix to realize that the only real way to express love is to suffer. We become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, as St. Paul says, unless we demonstrate this charity, demonstrate this love. And this is the key way: sacrifice. There's a beautiful exhortation before a couple is about to be married. Talks about how life is often difficult and irksome. Only love can make it easy. And perfect love can make it a joy. So as we embark on this holy season, yes, we do penance. We mortify ourselves. We bring our bodies into subjection, as St. Paul tells us we must do. Our Lord himself in the Gospel of St. Luke tells us, unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. We have to subdue our flesh. But we must remember the reason why. And a simple way to remember this is to look at a crucifix. But what are some of the other aspects of this love? There is a striking passage from Scripture, which to me personally is perhaps the most poignant, the most soul-stirring passage in all of Scripture. Now there stood beneath the cross Mary, his mother. We have two ultimate models. We have, of course, first our dear Lord, who is our ultimate model in everything. But after our Lord, we have his dear mother. She stood beneath the cross. And this is another aspect of this love that we must try to obtain: consistency. We cannot be that reed shaken in the wind, as our Lord spoke of when referring to St. John the Baptist. This is exactly what St. John was not. It does us no good if we listen to a sermon and we're inspired, and how often we know human nature. We don't remember the sermon beyond today at best. We have to carry this inspiration. We have to work toward this consistency. There was no sorrow like the sorrow of our Blessed Mother. It was a miracle that she was even able to be alive during the Passion. So great was her pain. Nevertheless, we read, she stood by the cross of her Son. The spiritual writers, and through private revelation, we know of all of the sufferings our Lord endured, which were too many and too grievous to understand, to comprehend, the greatest, the single greatest suffering that he endured was the sorrow of his mother. So deep was their love. And here again we see this connection between love, charity, and suffering. So great was their love that this increased their capacity for suffering. And so great was their capacity for suffering that it showed their love. My dear friends in Christ, let us be generous this coming Lent. We have just a few days. We cannot waste this time. We must not waste this time. The last several Sundays, we have been given warnings, or rather exhortations, especially by St. Paul. We have to run a race. So run as to obtain the prize. We can do this if we give our very best. Don't slough off. Don't just mosey along. Run so as to obtain the prize. We have to mortify our bodies. Bring them into subjection, as he told us last week, lest in preaching to others we become castaways. But today, immediately before we begin this holy season, he gives us the why. Because God so loved the world to give his only begotten Son. Love is the reason. Let us beseech our dear mother. Let us stand with her, with St. John at the foot of the cross. We have to remember the apostles abandoned our Lord. They were afraid, and rightfully so. How easy it is for us to become afraid in this day and age, especially. There is so much confusion, so much peer pressure, so much immorality all around us. It's easy to become afraid. It's not a popular thing to follow our Lord. But follow him we must. And how privileged. Can we comprehend the blessing that has been given us to be amongst the few who are invited to stand at the foot of the cross? We must never take this for granted. Try to earn this blessing. It is a mystery. It cannot be understood. We cannot truly earn this grace. But we must try. So again, my dearly beloved in Christ, let us with all our hearts give back. We see that excess of love when we gaze at the crucifix. Let us be determined to return love for love. Be determined to stand with Mary at the foot of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.